There was a cruel paradox here. Because he loved Jake, he had to leave the business of Jake's dying to Oi and a woman they had met less than an hour ago. Never mind. His business now was with King. Should Jake pass into the clearing while his back was turned? If Ka will say so, let it be so. Roland summoned his will and concentration. He focused them to a burning point, then turned his attention to the writer once more. "Are you gone?" he asked abruptly, not knowing why this question came to him. Only that it was the right question.
"No,"
King said at once. Blood ran into his mouth from the cut on his head, and he spat it out, never blinking.
"Once I thought I was, but that was just the booze. And pride, I suppose. No writer is gone. No painter, no sculptor, no maker of music. We are Kas Ka Gan. Not Ka Gan, but Kas Ka Gan. Do you understand? Do you care?"
"Yes," Roland said. The prophets of Gan or the singers of Gan, it could signify either or both. And now he knew why he had asked. "And the song you sing is Ves Ka Gan, isn't it?"
"Oh, yes," King said, and smiled. "The song of the turtle. It's far too lovely for the likes of me, who can hardly carry a tune."
"I don't care," Roland said. He thought as hard and as clearly as his dazed mind would allow. "And now you've been hurt."
"Am I paralyzed?"
"I don't know. Nor care," he thought. "All I know is that you'll live. And when you can write again, you'll listen for the song of the turtle, Ves Ka Gan, as you did before, paralyzed or not. And this time you'll sing until the song is done."